Be careful to forgive your brethren. Be careful to rebuke them sufficiently. Notice there's three times here he gives. First you rebuke him, then bring some friends, then bring the whole church. And if he won't hear the church, then let him be a heathen man and a publican. He's speaking of a brother. And I would be careful also in rebuking those outside the faith. I would be careful in what you hold them to as far as sin and what you release them from. Again, I say, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them which the Father is in heaven. You know, when we agree together in faith in Christ, and we are the faithful in Christ, you know, some people think, wow, if I become a Christian, I have such power. Be careful. No man takes this honor to himself. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You better make sure where you stand before you start taking such honors to yourself. Whatever I do, God's got to obey. Be careful. Be careful. People often think way too much of themselves. And they start to think, well, I can do this and I can do that. I'm free to do this and do that. I can do whatever I will and whatever I please. Be careful. You better be acting in His name. You better be sure you have authority to act as you do. Are you sure? Oh, I'm sure. Proceed with caution. Where two or three are to gather together in my name, I'm acting under Jesus' authority. I'm writing checks in His name. Consider that. Do you have the right to write a check in Jesus' name? If you are not faithful in writing a check in Jesus' name, how can you do anything else in His name? How shall you forgive sin in His name? How will you impute sin in His name? If you can't write a check and say, I do this under the authority of Christ, meaning I'm going to draw out of His bank account and write a check that says, at the top of the check in the upper left-hand corner, it says the name Jesus Christ. Can you draw those funds legitimately? Can you sign at the bottom of the check the name Jesus Christ? Do you feel like a forger? Is it a forgery for you to write His name at the bottom of that check? I'm using this as an analogy. I'm using this as a parable. Can you write a check? When I mean write a check in His name, I don't mean I write a name signing Paul Stringini at the bottom of the check. And the top of the check says the name Paul Stringini. No, no, no. The bank, it says the bank of the kingdom of God. And it says at the top left-hand corner, it says Jesus Christ of Nazareth, recently raised from the dead and set down at the right hand of God. In the bottom right hand corner, I gotta write a name. And it can't be my name. Because the bank will not accept a check written in the name of Paul Stringini. But the bank will only accept a check written in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have the authority to write His name at the bottom of that check? And that check represents your actions. It represents your words. Everything you do, say, think, feel, operate in, forgive, don't forgive, impute. Everything you do, you're writing His name. Do you understand when you take His name what you're doing? You better be very careful, very mindful, very thoughtful about what you're doing when you say, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord. Everyone thinks they're doing everything in His name, but they haven't considered the gravity of the situation. They haven't considered the fact of what they're drawing on. Will the check be rejected? This is a forgery. This doesn't belong to me. I don't know this person. You know, when there are many people who are going to say, we did many wonderful works in your name. We sure wrote a lot of checks. You're liars. I never knew you. I never gave you any authority. You don't have any authority to write checks in my name. You don't have any authority to do works in my name. You're not of me. I don't know you. I never knew you. But to those whom He says, from the foundation of the world, I chose you. From the foundation of the world, I brought you forth because you are my servants, because you are the ones I've chosen to salvation. I've made you in my own image. I've crafted you and made you to grow up into me. Because when we see Him, now we are the children of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. You know, now all things are put under His feet, but it does not yet appear that all things are put under His feet, but they shall be put under His feet. And the checks we write now, He's got to endorse. He's got to countersign that they are of Him. They have to clear the bank. Do you understand my meaning? This is a grave thing. Don't just take lightly, oh, let's just agree in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you better have authority to do that. Otherwise, what you're agreeing on is going to bounce. The check's going to bounce. The deeds are not going to be registered. They're not going to come down. We bind the spirit in the name of Jesus. Well, the spirit wasn't bound. You're writing false checks. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Funds not available. Funds not available. I tell you, God is not honoring a lot of men's checks. There's a lot of authority going out, a lot of words going out, but not much authority being given. Seems like it's pretty tight up there right now, huh? Or is he just waiting for ones who are humble to come forth, who are worthy of the kingdom? I think so. Verse 21. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Seems like a lot. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. It's very simple. He said, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? I mean, that seems, wow, 7 times. That's a lot, right? Let's say I do something 7 times against you. And I want your forgiveness. Remember, they have to hear. Because go back to verse 15. What was his instructions for the trespass? Go to him, tell him his fault. And if he hear you, you have gained your brother. So the Lord is actually saying, you tell him his fault and he hears you. And so Peter's saying, well, how many times? How many times? Yeah, because after a while you figure enough is enough, right? You're a heathen man and publican. You say you repent, but look at you keep sinning against me. That's enough. And Jesus says, no, 70 times 7, 490 times. And another time it's mentioned that it would be in one day. Wow, is that a license to sin? No, by no means. But it is a license to forgive a repentant sinner. Someone who has, let's hear what he says about it. Verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. And for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold,